You're listening to the Leaders Portfolio Audiocast on leadersportfolio.com. I'm your host, Rebecca Blacksmith, here with the founder and CEO of Learn, Anik Sengal. Welcome to Leaders Portfolio, Anik.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Now, Learn is a provider of e-learning content and technology, and you were recently ranked number 216 on the Inc. 500 list. So congratulations.
Thank you very much.
And I'm getting to see what radio listeners aren't able to see, which is how young you are. You were also named Business Week's number 2 entrepreneur under 25 in 2008.
I was.
So are you 26?
I'm 26 now.
26 now. Oh, yes. So you've been able to accomplish what a lot of people can't even accomplish, you know, 30 years from now. And so I'm going to ask you questions about that because I'm really curious about that. Let's talk about your company first. Mm-hmm. Learn released its version 2 of its flagship e-learning platform, Affiliate Classroom, on August 11th. And Affiliate Classroom 2 is for those interested in learning how to make money online without having a product of their own and without becoming a reseller on eBay. So people like you, you've gone up on the Inc. 500 list because you helped them make money.
That's very true, actually. So basically what we do is we take anyone who's looking for an alternate career. They want to start a business on the internet. Now, the problem is if you want to start a business, you need capital. And a lot of times that is a big problem for most people. Was a problem for me when I started. Now, if you turn to the internet, that problem is resolved, especially if you can find a business model where you don't need inventory, you don't need staff, you don't need office space, you don't need any of that. You need a laptop and an internet connection, which most people have. And based on that, you can learn a skill set. And from there, you can really make a very, very good living online. That's exactly what I did. I did it in college. And so I fell into this because so many people wanted me to teach them how I did it.
Okay, first of all, you're called a super affiliate. I love that. And right. You made over $350,000 with 20 hours of work.
Right. So that is a strategy I actually used just a few years ago. So this is it's using YouTube. And what you basically do is I found an opportunity. I found that there were certain areas on YouTube where there was a lot of attention. People were watching a lot of content. So what if I can create content but add a bit of a advertisement to that content, drive them to a website, and then sell them a product? But that's not my product. It's someone else's product. They don't even know if
so
the person...
affiliate marketing.
Exactly. And so if someone bought that product, they don't even know I exist. And it's autopilot. Once you put the video on YouTube, you're done. That's it. You never have to turn around and look at it. So that's why it's 20 hours of work, because that's how long it took me to put, you know, about 20 videos up. And then after that, I never turned around and never looked at it. And so this is a strategy that we now... So I did it. I learned it. I mastered it. And now I teach it to my students through our products at Learn.
And the YouTube video... You said it was in a heavy content area. We saw a lot of traffic. So you created a video of a content area. So it was original content that
yes.
you created.
Yep.
So you looked for words that you saw were getting a lot of hits on YouTube.
Exactly. You just basically you see what's popular on YouTube, and then you know, you find what the market wants and you give it to them. It's just it's basic business.
So do you end up making more money off of that still? Or off these materials? Or you stop doing as much of that?
I haven't been able to do as much of it now.
Okay.
It's just Learn is my passion, Learn is my vision, Learn is my dream. So we are really just moving along at such a rate that it's impossible for me to continue to do as much of the affiliate marketing on my own. But I still do it, and I still do a lot of it. And every now and then I get that little idea that I have to test. The entrepreneur within me is always awake, you know, something to always keep me going. So...
And you know, I was reading this, you know, that you made $350,000 in 20 hours of work. And I was thinking, you know, it's like those, you know, you see these, you know, commercials, you
of
know, work for 5 hours and make $500,000.
Right.
And I thought, you know, I think you're the first person I ever met who, you know, made $350,000
yep.
in 20 hours legitimately.
Right.
So,
unfortunately, you see a lot of those online and offline, but, we stick our head above that, and we definitely show our students how to do it. We have amazing, amazing case studies and testimonials from our students who, left and right, every day we get new ones who are making it.
Do you measure that? What percent of students who completed your course have had what kind of revenue success if they stuck with it over 6 months?
Hard to know the percentages, primarily because we have no way of following up. They have to come to us if they want to let us know. So the last product, we just got done doing a survey. The last product called PPC Classroom, which we're releasing a new version of in a few weeks, our students collectively are now earning over $6.2 million a year. If you crude everything that they make. So we have some numbers like that, but even that I could tell you is probably half of what the real number is, because unfortunately some students, you know, they move on, they lose touch, and they're off building their businesses. So it's hard for us to measure that. We have had over 52,000 students that we put through our company in the last 3 years, and we know that a large portion of them are doing very well, at least the ones that want to, right? Because you can buy the product, but we can't force you to succeed if you don't actually implement and execute.
And you and you sell this product to individuals, so it's a cheap price point.
Yes,
and as well as marketing schools.
Absolutely, our target customer is definitely the consumer. So our whole business model is priced around that situation as well. We go for a larger volume market rather than higher ticket products that are sold to a smaller group of people.
And you got into this because you wanted to make money online yourself, and other people were saying, "How do I do this?"
Well, the short story of it is basically I wanted to make money on the internet. I was on track to become a doctor. I was in pre-med, and I didn't want to do that anymore. I wanted to start a business on the internet. I had $100 in my pocket, and I don't know, last time I checked, you can't buy much of a franchise with $100. So turned to the internet. One thing led to the other. I got very good at affiliate marketing and had some great mentors and coaches along the way. But then people started hiring me as a consultant to teach them or to show them, and that just got too much. I don't like trading hours for work. Or hours for income. So I wanted a scalable solution. And that was the birth of, at that time, the company was called Affiliate Classroom. And since then, we've changed our name to Learn, and Affiliate Classroom is a product name. But that was, I fell into this primarily because the demand was too big. I didn't have enough time, and I needed to find a way to systemize my ability to teach people what I knew. And so that was why we did this. Now we've gone way above and beyond. At this point, we've mastered e-learning, and so the company is taking a much bigger vision beyond just teaching people how to make money online, but actually providing them technologies that would allow them to launch their own training systems within a few snaps of a finger.
Interesting. And you, were your parents business owners?
No. I have absolutely no business in my family.
So you just learned all this on your own?
I ever since as far back as I could remember, I was a little entrepreneur. I just loved building a business and owning your own company. Just made sense to me since as far back as I could remember.
And doctor didn't?
It was just what my cousin and my family were doing, and it wasn't until I started to do it where it didn't make sense. And God bless doctors. They've saved my lives many times, so I'm not saying anything about the profession. It just wasn't for me.
And you were a student at University of Maryland, you said, when you started all this.
Yes.
Did you finish? Did you graduate?
I graduated, yes.
Some entrepreneurs give up, right?
No, I did very well. My senior year, I was doing very well in my business. And I'll be honest, I definitely got distracted. My grades took a little bit of a dip. However, education and having that degree was very important to me. And especially the program I was in called Hinman CEOs was contingent on the fact that I have to be obviously in college. But getting a degree or dropping out was definitely not an option for me. I was going to finish my degree.
And then in MBA, you feel like you self-taught it.
I think an MBA is probably not the right direction for me because I'm more of the entrepreneur. So I'm not sure I'm looking for that structure that you're taught in an MBA. That's not my specialty. I think where I would say is that when you need that structure, you can go out and find the right people to help bring it. But yeah, I would say that what I needed to know as far as from an entrepreneurship standpoint or learning to build a business, I don't want to say I taught myself. I've had great mentors and great, great coaches along the way. But, you know, it was taught through experience, I'll say that.
And okay, so I've heard this a million times. They always say fail early and then you'll succeed later. Mm-hmm. Have you had an early failure yet?
So many. It's so funny. I had a friend recently on Facebook that put up a message on there that said success is ... and they wanted us to fill it out. And I said, a road full of failures. And I think that if you're looking to succeed, every time you fail, you can actually pat yourself on the back and say, oh, wow, I'm on the right track. Because with every no comes a yes. Well, with every failure, you're closer to a yes. I mean, closer to a success. So I've had many, many more failures than I have had successes. And I think that's exactly the balance it usually is with those who have finally been able to do what they dreamed of doing.
Excellent. And when did your first failure come? With this company early on?
Oh, it was way before this one.
Okay.
Yeah,
when you were a kid, when you were selling lemonade.
Yeah, I've had failures after failures, from selling gift wrap for my elementary school competition to the lemonade stand to my first affiliate marketing site online, which was a complete disaster, and, you know, many along the way.
Is it getting harder? You know, more and more people are doing affiliate marketing or different, PPM, PPC, PPA, you know, the different kind of options. Is it getting harder to make money doing it because it's crowded? Like, do you have to keep being entrepreneurial?
Yes. I'd say you don't necessarily have to reinvent the wheel. I think being entrepreneurial means you have to be the creative mind. You have to keep up with what's going on. It's a very – the thing with the internet or the thing with marketing on the internet is it's very fast changing. Everything changes every single week. And if you think that what you knew last year is good enough to continue doing business this year, you are going to get muscled out. So – it's not getting more difficult. It's getting more, I would say, it just requires you to keep up with things more. But it's a huge, huge world out there, and there's a lot of opportunity left.
And other people, you know, hearing you talk about this and you had so much success, you know, the first thing you think is, yeah, but is he a tech guru? Like, can he do this because he understands software or, you know, how computers work? And is that... Do you hear that?
And I get it all the time.
Okay. And what's the answer?
In an alternate dimension, I think that computers have a conspiracy out there to get me. Computers, the internet, and I do not get along at all. I am not good with computers, never have been. I'm not technical. It's the strongest weakness I have in myself and in the company. I am not technical at all. So no, absolutely not. That has nothing to do with me being able to make it online.
Okay. All right. That's you sold me.
Yeah. I feel very strongly about that.
What is your leadership philosophy? And we're speaking with the founder and CEO of Learn, Anik Sengal.
Pure and simple. No micromanagement. Empower people. Find the right people. Put them in the shoes where they can be creative and where they can be nurtured and allowed to do what they need. As a leader, your job is to basically build a team around you that is better than you. So I'm constantly looking for people that can outshine me and are better than me.
Have you tried to get somebody to make 360 in 20 hours? That should be your
I have
goal.
Students all the time that come back with better results than me. And that's probably the happiest day that I have, because I have students and I also have team members that do very well with the things that we teach. And I think that is a sign of a pure leader. I think that's a sign of a great leader, is when you can create and appreciate people around you that are better than you.
And how are you as a leader navigating the economic climate? And I was thinking about this because, you know, you're in a sector that's growing. Mm-hmm. So it's probably easier already just because it's in a growth sector than some other people.
Right.
But then is the recession impacting you at all? How is it affecting you?
I'll say earlier this year, if you had asked me the same question, I would have said, oh, no, not at all. We're doing great. I think the effects have come a little bit. We are not being affected. We're not. There's no flags going up. You got to innovate, and you've got to be very, very observant of the market. So you've got to keep your thumb or your fingers on the pulse. And if you don't, then yes, if you spend more time complaining about the economy than you do studying it and knowing what you can do to change your business to adapt, I mean, that's where you're going to fall apart. So we've been very good and fortunate. We've made some decisions in our pricing models and our business strategies that were just perfect to go with the economy. We're going to have 400% growth this year. Last year we had 100% growth. And so this has been the year where people are crying the most about the economy. Well, we quadrupled our growth last year.
So you're going to be in the Inc. 500 again?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, actually probably stronger next year than we were this year.
Excellent. Excellent. Good for you. Congratulations on all that.
Thank you.
And you know, I can ask you this because you're confident. You're unbelievably, you know, successful with what you've accomplished. So, and you were number two on Business Week's entrepreneurs under 25. So I'm going to ask you this.
Okay.
What did the number one person do that you didn't do that you can learn from them?
You know, I don't mean this in any wrong way. I'm still trying to find out. I haven't had a chance to meet him yet. I've had a chance to visit a couple of his stores, and I believe, if I could say one thing, I think he's probably got a fanfare and a customer following unlike any other, because that's my number one guess. And one of our core values in our company is to create raving fans, and that was inspired by the one individual who would be.
Good for you. That was a good answer. So. Good for you. All right, good. Well, I want to thank you for being on Leaders Portfolio. I appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
And best of luck as you grow your company.
Thank you very much.
Anik, he's a founder and CEO of Learn here with us on Leaders Portfolio. I want to thank exclusive sponsors of Leaders Portfolio: Dennis Cole Architects, WOW Services Group, Divine Inspiration Salon, Riverwalk, a development featured on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, and Hilton Garden Inn of Fairfax, Virginia, providing all your business meeting room needs. I'm your host, Rebecca Blacksmith. I appreciate our sponsors. I appreciate our guests. And of course, appreciate you. I want you to nominate a leader or leadership business for our Leaders Portfolio Business of the Year. Up next, a Forbes Boost Your Business semifinalist. It's all here on Leaders Portfolio, leadersportfolio.com.
Leaders Portfolio with Rebecca Blacksmith, now playing at leadersportfolio.com.
Be the first to know who won our Leaders Portfolio Awards. Visit leadersportfolio.com and sign up for our mailing list. Be the first to know if your company won the Leadership Business of the Year. Sign up for our mailing list. Host Rebecca Blacksmith speaks to organizations about leadership. Find out where on our mailing list. Learn about guest interviews and leadership advice. Visit leadersportfolio.com and sign up for our mailing list.
The Hilton Garden Inn Fairfax Hotel near I-66 and 50 provides state-of-the-art guest rooms with complimentary high-speed internet access, a full-service restaurant, business meeting and banquet rooms for up to 300 guests with a professional staff that stays focused on the details so you don't have to, and full banquet catering. Call 703-385-7774 for guest rooms, meeting space, or special events at this award-winning hotel. That's 703-385-7774. The Hilton Garden Inn Fairfax.